She said, "I'll fix this veil for you." And it was a beautiful thing. It was long. It was a train, 2-3 feet beyond my dress line. And so she went to Crest store. She bought some lace that had some, 2-3 inches wide, had a rose design in it. She cut some of those roses out, and she sewed them with little stitches on all these torn places or places where it was wore, and she fixed it up just beautiful for me.
Oh.
And that was my veil. And I also had the crown or whatever you call it around my head was also the same one that Teresa and Fanny wore. And we also dressed at her house. I did, and then the bridesmaids.
At whose house?
At Aunt Molly Hance's.
Okay, what did your bridesmaids wear?
They had pale yellow, and their dresses were kind of a chiffon, thin material. And the bodice was a fitted bodice, and it was waist down to the waist, and from there on, the skirt part was made with, those days we called it the handkerchief skirt. It was perfectly square, cut, great big square. And these all come down to, gathered. They were cut off at one corner, then they were gathered to the waist, and it ended up with 6 points in your hemline. And they were the points then, I'd say they were kind of deep, maybe 12 inches from the point up to the other end. And that come down to about ankle length also. And they carried, I think it was just one Easter lily in some lace fern. Like I said before, we all made our own arrangements of flowers. And I made my arrangement. It had, I think, 8 or 10 Easter lilies fresh cut out of the garden in April. They were blooming beautifully. And lace fern. And then we got the little bitty baby ribbons, and ever so, about 6 inches apart, perhaps, we tie a little knot, and we tie a piece of lace fern in that little knot. That was the streamers on my bouquet.
Oh, I bet that was beautiful. Mm, I can just see it.
That's the kind of arrangements we had with flowers.
Did the bridesmaids wear hats?
No.
Did they have anything in their hair or on their head?
Seems like they just had some kind of a little flower or something stuck in their hair.
Where was your wedding held? What church?
St. Louis Church.
And what time of the day was this?
9 o'clock in the morning.
Did you have any flower girls or ring bearers?
No. But we all them days walked to church.
Oh.
We didn't have the automobiles to drive us there. And we all walked from wherever we dressed. We walked to church. The girls come up one street, maybe 3-4 blocks you had to walk. We had to walk from Aunt Molly's shot over to St. Louis Church. The boys dressed at Howard's house. They come walking up that street. And they would go back in church in the sanctuary like they still do. And they'd wait for the bride and the attendants to come up the aisle.
Did you walk as a group or separately?
The bridesmaids and the brides. We just all bunched up and walked.
But the boys didn't walk
with
you.
No. They come from a different place.
Was it customary that the groom not see you in your wedding
dress? Right. He couldn't see you.
Okay. So it was at 9 o'clock at St. Louis Church. Who was the priest that performed the ceremony?
Father Lenson.
Father Lenson.
Mm-hmm.
All right. after the mass, wait a minute, let me back up here. Did y'all have a rehearsal even before the wedding?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What day did that take place?
What day?
What day was it?
The day before the wedding.
All right. After you had the rehearsal, did you have any kind of a party or get-together?
No.
Nothing. You just simply went there, you rehearsed?
After the rehearsal, we all went to Howard's mama's house. Then it's when we fixed our flowers for the next morning, because church was at 9 o'clock already. So we fixed flowers until maybe 1 or 2 o'clock that morning. So they were nice and fresh. We put two, three aspirins in a vase of water. Mm-hmm. They told us do that and your flowers stay nice and fresh. So there they were. Next morning we had to take them out. With rags, we would kind of dip the moisture off of the stems and all. Then we wrapped wax paper around the bottom part of it. Then we put ribbon maybe around it.
So instead of having a rehearsal supper, as has become customary, you went home and you were busy getting your flowers and things ready for the
next
day.
Made our flower arrangements.
I see. Okay, after, first of all, let me ask you, how many attendants did you have?
Three
couples.
Girls and three boys,
But no ring bearer, no flower girl, no. How about a matron of honor?
No.
Just three couples, okay. This was a Catholic wedding, so did the whole wedding party go to communion?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to fast so you could go to communion?
Oh, yes.
From what time?
From the night before at midnight.
And this meant doing without what?
Water or food. That's why weddings were at 9 o'clock in the mornings.
Okay. All right. After the ceremony, you came out of church. Was there a reception line then after church?
Perhaps.
Just congratulations.
But yes. And then from there, we also walked. It was just a block from where Howard's home was, and there is where we had our wedding dinner.
Okay.
And his mama prepared the dinner, along with the help of some neighbor ladies and maybe aunts or something.
Okay, after you walked out of the ceremony was completed and you came out of church, did you go to the priest's house to sign the register or any legal documents?
Yes.
What did the altar boys do anything?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Describe that.
They just wouldn't let you get out of that gate. They had a chain and a lock on it. And they had you locked in that yard until everybody, the attendants, they'd reach in their pocket to give them perhaps, well, maybe the groom gave them $1, but the attendants usually gave them 25 cents to 50 cents. They'd open the gate and let us out.
This is still a custom in Europe today.
It is?
Uh-huh. Sure is. Mm-hmm. So you said your reception was held at your mother-in-law's home. Mm-hmm. What kind of food did she serve?
Well, she had killed about five or six old hens, and she had chicken and dumplings, and now what all the rest was with it, I don't know, but those days everybody baked homemade cake. The hens would bring a cake, and that was our, and I also had a wedding cake, not a very big one, but just a small one, but we had wedding cakes too them days.
Who baked that?
I think it was Mrs. August Mangold. Lena was her name, and she was the next door neighbor to Howard's mother. And she said she baked the cake.
Can you describe it for me?
It was just a round cake. Again, just kind of a funnel-shaped cake, like most everybody had them days.
Did it have a bride and groom on top?
Yes.
Any kind of flowers around it?
Garden flowers and ribbon.
What time did this reception start? What time of the day?
Well, after the wedding was at 9 o'clock, and then it would have been about 10:30 perhaps or something. Well, them days they believed in eating when the 12 o'clock bell rang, so we didn't have no breakfast that morning. We just, with all the excitement, we managed to have it out until we had our chicken and dumplings.
Well, when did you go leave the reception to have your pictures made?
After we were through eating, I would say 1:30 or 2 o'clock. And then we went to San Antonio. Then Howard already had a little Model T car. And Clarence Holzhouse and Howard's sister, they weren't married yet, but they took us in the car and drove us to San Antonio to take our wedding picture. We were back maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours.
And what kind of drinks were served?
Well, beer again, beer. Like usual.
All right.
But in them days, most of the beer, well, I think what we had was the homebrew.
Everybody
made their homebrew.
Was that during Prohibition? 1930?
I guess, yes.
So it would have had to be homebrew.
Yes, it was homebrew.
So if your reception wasn't at your home, and do you think that might have been because your mother wasn't living, that it was at your in-laws, or was it customary sometimes to be at either one's
house? It was because I really didn't have nobody to help me on my side, It was nice to have it there because it was right by church, put it that way. And they had a big family, like Howard had 9 brothers and sisters, you know. There were 10 in his family. And my sister at the time I got married, she was up north, like in Pennsylvania or someplace. She wasn't here. But then my mother died when I was just 13, and then that brother Joe was about 7, like I said, and Eddie was about 3. So I really didn't have nobody to help me in that line. And Howard's mother and the neighbor ladies and the aunts and different ones, they all come to help. So it was really the place to have it because it was the handiest thing to do.
Well, here again, there's 2 questions I should have asked you earlier. Did the groom and the groomsmen just wear ordinary suits?
Yes.
Not tuxedos or anything special?
No. Everybody wore their best, and that's what they
all right. And did your father give you away?
Yes.
Okay. All right. How long did your party last that day, the reception?
Well, in those days, people didn't have cars and things like they do now. And we left the house then, I'd say about 7 or 7:30 in the evening. And then we all went up to Warnett's Garden. There they had a big dance hall. And Howard had, I would say, 4 or 5 uncles. They were all musicians in them days. By ear, nobody could read a note, you know. Mm-hmm. They had guitar, they had a violin, they had a flute, and maybe a drum, I don't know. And we had a big dance that night. We danced at 3 o'clock next morning.
Wonderful.
It was a free-for-all there.
So you had a wedding dance.
Oh, yes.
Well, did you have a wedding march first?
No, we didn't know what marches were.
Didn't have a wedding
no.
march.
No.
Well, I'll say. Okay, so actually, your wedding started at 9 o'clock in the morning and didn't end till about
next
3 or 4
morning,
the next
we
morning.
We danced till 3 o'clock.
And did you stay at the dance till it ended?
Oh, yes. We were the last ones to leave.
I like that. Okay. Did you go on a honeymoon then?
No,
afterwards?
No way. We had no money and we had no car good enough to take us anywhere. We went, we had two rooms rented from Howard's great-grandmother. And next morning he went to the barber shop.
Went to work.
Went to work.
You know, but that was kind of, I think that was kind of neat how everybody helped and everybody did things like that.
Yes.
That was really nice. Okay.
It didn't cost you nothing but the old hens you killed.
And a few cases of homebrew.
Yes, homebrew. Yes.
Okay. All right, so now we have described a 1919 wedding that you were in, then a 1930, which was yours. Now we're going to talk about your daughter's wedding. What is your daughter's name?
Joanne.
And is she an only child?
Only child.
All right. When did she, what year did she get married and what day?
She got married in... she got married in 1953.
And what day?
On the 18th of October.
Okay, and who did Joanne marry?
David Beck from Rio Medina.
All right. Do you know where David and Joanne met?
Well, I guess by going to dances and parties and one thing or another.
How long did they date or was there courtship before they got married?
Oh, I would say maybe 18 months or something like that.
How often did he come to see her?
Well, in the beginning, he could come to visit maybe on weekends, but then later on, he was in the Navy, and he just got to come home whenever the Navy let him come home.
Oh,
so
I...
they got married during the time when he was in the Navy.
Oh, I see. Okay. I don't know if they told you this or not, but do you have any idea what they did when they went on dates as comparison to what
well,
you did?
Well, those days they all had automobiles, and they usually went to shows, or they would go to dances, or they would have parties, you know, around about the younger people. And
okay, they set the date as October the 18th, 1953. What day of the week was that?
That was also on, they got married on a Sunday. They got married on Sunday.
Why, what was the reason for the change from the Tuesday wedding date to the Sunday in this particular case?
Well, them days then, most all of them got married on Sunday. But just exactly when it changed, I have no idea.
Do you think that the reason it might have changed is because people had jobs at this day and time where when your marriage was that most people were rural? They didn't have a regular job that they always had to go to. They could get away from work.
Not really, no. But I don't know, from then on or even before then, why all the weddings seemed to have been on Sunday for a long time. And then later now, they've changed to Friday or Saturday, most of them Saturday mm-hmm. now.
How long before this wedding took place were you aware of it? How long did you have time to plan?
Oh, I would say 6 months or more, perhaps.
Did Joanne have a large wedding?
Too big.
Too big? Okay, we'll get into that later. I'm getting ahead of myself here. Okay, well, all right, they had the wedding planned, or the wedding date set. Prior to that, did she have any showers?
Oh, yeah, she had several showers. She had a nice miscellaneous shower, and she had a kitchen shower, and she had a personal shower given by her, her matron gave her that.
Gave her the personal
shower.
Okay, and you said a nice miscellaneous shower.
Oh, yes.
How large was that approximately?
Oh, there could have been around about 200 people, I'd say. There were lots of aunts and relatives. And
those were guests?
Yes.
100 mm-hmm. guests. Mm-hmm. How many hostesses were involved?
Oh, I would say about 25 or 30, maybe. Which them days was a big shower, or a lot of hostesses.
Mm-hmm. Where was this shower held?
At the parish hall in Castroville.
What kind of food was served?
Those days, if I recall right, I think they had chicken salad, a scoop. They used to have those ice cream measure scoops. They'd put one of those on a plate, and they had saltine crackers, and then cookies instead of cake. They put cookies on the plate.
Was there any special type of decoration for in the parish hall?
They probably had some decorations of crepe paper streamers and maybe a wedding bell or two. I just don't recall exactly.
Did she open all of her gifts herself?
All of them. She opened every one, and as she opened them, the guests were all sitting in a row on chairs, and it was passed from one guest to the other. It took approximately 2 hours or more to get them all unwrapped.
Mm. What types of gifts did she get?
She got very beautiful things. In those days, they got a lot of bed sheets, pillowcases, and she got a number of sets of pillowcases and sheets that were hand embroidered, homemade sheets and pillowcases. If I recall, she got about 10 or 11 sets like that, let alone just the plain. And they got lots of towels and dishes, well, Pyrex dishes a lot, and then there was some cut glass and lots of different things like that were very useful, pot holders and all that.
Did she choose any particular pattern of silverware or dinnerware or glassware that might have been part of the gift she got?
She worked before she got married, and she bought herself a set of stainless and paid for it herself, so she had that, but she did choose some crystal and some china. And the china, the place setting, which consisted of five pieces, was $5.90 a place setting. And she still has it in her glass closet, not using it for fear she might break a piece of it.
Well, I know it's become customary now to do that, and I was trying to establish, did they do it as early as 53?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The wedding rehearsal was, when was this held? What day?
Seems like the day before, Saturday evening.
Okay. Now, after the rehearsal, was there any type of a party or dinner?
No, we didn't have no rehearsal party.
No rehearsal
no.
party. Okay. What time of day was this wedding held?
This wedding was also at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And where was it held?
At St. Louis Church.
And who performed the ceremony?
Father Schmitzinski.
Okay. The wedding, you said, was at 9 o'clock in the morning. Did the wedding party have to fast? I'm sure they were all Catholics. Did they have to fast like you did in your wedding before they could go to communion?
Yes, 7 days they still did.
From midnight?
Right.
Before. Mm-hmm. Okay, after the wedding was over, was it the altar boy custom still?
Yes.
In mm-hmm. to being?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sure was.
So can you describe what happened to them, as in your case, your daughter?
Well, after their wedding, then they had quite a number of attendants. Well, more so than we did. But then from after the ceremony, they went over to the priest's house, and there's where we all got our wedding certificates, you know, from the priest.
Mm-hmm.
So the same routine was when they come up. But then we had this celebration up at the Kinnick Park. That was then from, say, 10:30 maybe in the morning till that night they had a dance then.
Okay, we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. I want to get into the clothes they wore and that type of thing first, all right? I probably should have done that before I asked so much about the wedding. can you describe Joanne's dress?
Yes, it was kind of a V-shaped bodice, had a full skirt on it, and Mrs. Joe Breeden sewed her dress, and she also fixed her veil for her. She had a long train veil, and kind of a high headpiece she had because she was much shorter than David was.
What was it made out of? What type of fabric?
It was satin, white satin.
What kind of flowers did she carry?
She had an arrangement of white carnations and fern. Well, those days they had their flowers already from the florist, you know.
So her bouquet came from the florist?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. How many bridesmaids did she have?
She had five bridesmaids. Well, she had three bridesmaids and a matron. And she had two junior bridesmaids.
What kind of color dresses did they wear?
They had orchid dresses with deep lavender velvet little capes over the shoulder part of it.
Did they wear anything in their hair?
They just had a flower pinned in their hair.
What kind of bouquet did they carry?
They had an arrangement of just carnation flowers too, and greenery, whatever was in there.
Any particular color, the flowers?
They were yellow. The bridesmaids.
Oh, yellow and...
Yellow and
an orchid or purple. I bet that was pretty. What about the clothes that the groom and the groomsmen wore?
They just wore suits.
Just wore suits?
Oh, yes.
Did the little junior bridesmaids wear the same type of dress
as
the
type of dress.
Bridesmaids? What kind of, did you have flowers in church for the?
Yes, they had big baskets of, those stem flowers.
Calla lilies, maybe?
No. Well, they had them arranged in baskets. Could have been different ones, and I just don't exactly recall.
Okay. What did you wear?
I had a gray suit with a skirt and a jacket. The jacket was also gray with navy blue stripes in it. Believe it or not, I still have it.
You do?
Yes.
And Mr. Cheerheart, Howard?
Oh, he had on a blue serge suit with a boutonniere on the shoulder.
Did he give Joanne away
in
the wedding ceremony? Where did Joanne and her attendants get dressed for this?
At our house, right here.
Right here. Mm-hmm. And the groomsmen